Even before Hemisphere opened, some planners already assumed the redeveloped site would be the new home of the University of Texas at San Antonio. Sherry Kofka Wagner built Hemisphere's Women's Pavilion.
The building was designed to be a student center for a university, which we hoped that the University of Texas was going to go there.
Andres Andahar explains how everything changed.
But during that time frame, an offer was made to the University of Texas system for over 700 acres of ranch land at the location where now 1604 stands.
Andahar said for decades, plenty of other ideas for the Hemisphere site came and then went. He heads the Hemisphere Park Redevelopment Corporation, or H-Park, a nonprofit the city created in 2009 to restore a sense of community there.
Council has elected to limit construction of hotel product in this property, just so that we have a better chance of rebuilding the neighborhood that we intend to bring back.
Andahar expects 2,000 or 3,000 people to live in the Hemisphere neighborhood, but H-Park also wants Hemisphere to be the beautiful place for citywide gatherings. He points to Civic Park at Hemisphere's northwestern terminus, which is designed to be
a promenade that is 900 feet long and has 260 mature trees with a series of fountains. We may be kicking the soccer ball, and then suddenly we have a concert, and literally 10,000 or more people.
Hemisphere is turning into a new kind of home and playground for the city, something the original Hemisphere builders may not have foreseen. The 1968 event didn't make money in the short term, but Sherry Kofka Wagner thinks San Antonio's economic success since then is one of Hemisphere's great legacies.
To me, it was a really good example of a city thinking big and thinking ahead. I learned that cities could transform themselves.
It was a glorious time, one of the most exciting times that I can remember being a San Antonian.
Bill Mall thinks that beyond economics, there may, in a larger sense, be a downtown rebirth.
And many of my friends and I, looking back 50 years, feel as if there's that same energy, same excitement, same sense of opportunity and transformation for the future going on right now in San Antonio.
50 years after Hemisphere 68's original investment, San Antonians continue to reap its benefits. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.